We're on Daf Ayin Zayin Amid Beis. At the second line from when the lines start getting wide. Machiz Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan was Machiz. Hizoru Mizvubi Shal Balei Rasen. One should be careful of the flies that surround the Balei Rasen. It's a contagious disease and the flies can carry over the disease. Rab Zeire lehave Yosef bezike. Rab Zeire would not sit together in a mokim that the same wind would blow on a Balei Rasen and himself. He was afraid that it's so contagious that he can catch this machla. Rabbi Elozo le'ayel bo'ohalei. Rabbi Ami ve'asi le'havi ochli mi'beyi dahi mevu'e. They would not eat from eggs that came from that movui, from that street that they were Balei Rasen. And the chiddush is, even though eggs have a shell, so they still wouldn't eat it. Other food the zicha wouldn't touch. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi michach bohu va'osik b'teira. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was nidvak with these Balei Rasen, and he was oisik b'teira with them. Not only didn't he run away from them, but he was b'kavone medavik himself to them. Let us see Rashi. Zor mizvuvi Balei Rasen, zvuvim hashechnim olov, koshis lohovi oisi choyil ali shachir. It's contagious. This movement which are shaykhan on him can carry the disease. Baziki b'mokim shatinoshiv ruach achas al shneim, that one wind will blow on both of them. Michach bohu nidvak etzlom b'shor shoysik b'teire u'meishivon etzloi, and he sat them next to him u'muvtachu Shetogin atayra olov v'lo yuzak, but the Torah will be megan on him, and nothing will happen. Omar, he said, Ayelas ahovim v'yalas chayin. The Shleim HaMelech and Mishle speaks about the mile of Torah, that it's mala chayin. Im chayin mala alim deo, it's mala chayin, and some of this is chayin, it's mala chayin be'eni HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aguni loy migana, so zicher will protect him. The Marsho says, we find in Tfilas HaDerech, it says, v'satzi leini mikaf koloye v'oirev, we ask for atzole v'sitneini l'chein u'l'chesed. So it seems that if we zeicher to chein be'inecho, so then we can be zeicher to atzole. So this is the koyach of Torah, that it's malachain be'enei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he's automatically protected. The Rabbi Chanan asks a kasha, we find the Gemara says in Masechtas Psachim that Shmuel Anovi, when he was sent from the Rabbeinu Shalom to Shaul, so Shmuel said, how could I go and the Shaul will kill me? And there was a whole plan planned out to protect him from Shaul. And the Gemara says, Shluchei Mitzvah is Einem Nezoikin, that is Davke by Einem Zeikei Motzoi, but a Zeikei Motzoi, there's no shmire, there's no klal of shluchim mitzvah inan nezaikim. So he says, but this is a bazundere din in Torah, that's a din in mitzvahs. Mitzvahs, there are klalim and hagdores, shchicha zeike, loy shchicha zeike, but this is a bazundere din of yalas chayim, this is a bazundere din in limud ha-Torah, that Torah is mege. So mamela, there's no kasha. When before the Ptira of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Omru Lei, the Bezdin Shal Maila, said Lamalach Hamovis, Zil Ovid Lei Reusa, you should do his Rotzen. he was zeiche to such a anhoge because of his godless. Ozel is chazele. So he went, the Malach HaMavis came to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. He showed himself to him. Omalei achvi li duchtoi. Show me my place in Gan Eden. Now it seems from the Marshon, the Ben Yoyodo, there's a Gan Eden atachtein on this world, which Chazal tell us that the Olam Hazeh is 1/60th of the Gan. So it's a mokim on this world. It's not nire, but it's here. And he asked him, show me my mokim. And what was pshat in this request? Or how did the Malach HaMavis understand this request? The request was that if I'll see my mokin in Gan Eden, so I won't feel bad to die, because I see where I'm going to, so that'll take away the tzar hamise. Amalei l'chayoi. Fine, that's a good request. You're entitled for that. Then he asked for a second request. Hov li sakinoch. Give me your sakin. So the Ben Yoyada says, we shouldn't be Megashim Dinyin. The Malach HaMavis has a certain koyach to be Moishech the Neshama from the Guf. And that's called Hisakin. The Lusaber Asoizen, that's called Hisakin. But that koyach, Limshech the Chiyus from the Guf, that's called Hisakin. Dilme Mevasis Li Bu'uche. I'll be going with you on the way to Gan Eden, and it seems one sees this sakin, it'll be terrible. I might get a murdike pachad from just, the it seems it's not the malacha, it's the sakin that's murdike mafchid. So give me the sakin. Yovin ele, no. So I gave him the sakin also. Kimoti lahosom, when they reached Gan Eden, again, this is Gan Eden Atachtin, Dalye. So there are tremendous mechitzes, which are Mavdil Ben Olam Hazeh to Gan Eden. So he lifted him up. And then he said, Kamachvale, oh, that's your place. He showed him where it is. He showed him. Shava, so he jumped in. He saw the place, and he's over the mechitza already. So he jumped in. Nafalahu gisa, so he fell on the side, and there. Nokte bekalma de glime. So he held him, he chapped him on by his beget. The Malach HaMavis held Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi by his beget. Bekalma the corner of the beget. I saw Amuyim de Kipshat and the Ein Eliyo. He wants to say that the Goyin says in Mishlei, Chazal tell us, Kol Talmud Chochim she'ein medagdik lahapich chalukai, ein Talmud Chochim. A Talmud Chochim that's not medagdik to turn over his beged is not a Talmud Chochim. So the Goyin explains that Chazal are speaking beremes, the midis of a person, that's called his begodim, his midis. And a Talmud Chochem has to know when to be mahapach the midis, which means that a person has, for example, a midah of rachmonis, a person has a midah of achzoris, and these are the begodim, these are the midis that he was born with. He should know when and where to use them. That means there's a time when a person has to be an achzor, there's a time when a person has to be a rachman. There's a meiridike Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi relates, the Kesef Mishnah brings down this Yerushalmi, there was a person who the Malchus was chasing him. They were after him. And this person ran to Lud, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was in Lud. the Melech was very determined to get this person. So he surrounded the whole city of Lud. And then he gave an ultimatum. Either you give out this person, I'll kill all of you. So Rabbi Shuba Levi gave him out. And Bemison, there's a gewaldike lomdus to this, because the whole din that by Shvichas Domim, is a svara my chazes the Domme di dochse mektveil, ef she Domme di deise mektveil, that means there's a shaila, either you'll kill me or I should kill him, so then there's a my chazes. But if it's a different shaila, either you'll kill him or we'll all get killed. That means if the melech will invade the shtaris and kill everybody, that's what he said. So memela, so it's, there's no machosis over here. So tzicha, it's better that you give him out. He was meyachetim, so you give him out. That all shouldn't die. Regaining taka from this. Seems it's a Mishnah. So he gave him out. So the Yerushalmi relates, Eliyahu Novi used to be rogo to come to Rabbi Shuba ben Levi, and he stopped coming. And it says he fasted till he was mezgalatim, and he asked him why he's not coming anymore. So he told him, I did a Mishnah. So he said, V'chizu Mishnas Chasidim. This is a Mishnas Chasidim. So he wants to say, I'm already kipshat, which normally the Mephoshim don't say this pshat. What does it mean, the Mishnas Chasidim? I'm already kibikias he has over here. He brings a Gemara in Matyas also, that there was a person that was killed 3 paus away from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Yeshua ben Levi, and Eliyahu HaNovi by an Ari, a lion killed him 3 paus away, Eliyahu HaNovi didn't come to him. Why didn't he come to him? So it seems it was a time that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, you should have been mispallowed that such things shouldn't have occurred. And in your vicinity, your tzillis would have helped. So he wants to say that he should have been mispalo. That was the time. Lav mishtas chasidim. Zicha, that's the halacha. But that it happened by you, that you were confronted, that you had to do such a thing to be meisa someone lemisa. If you could have avoided it, if you would have been mispalo, you could have avoided it, and you didn't. So that's why Eliyahu HaNovi didn't come to him. So he says. Kalna de Glime, he says that he was confronted, he could be a Rachmon and a Nachzor. That means he had a Shaila what to do. If you have Rachmonis on this person and not give him out, so then the whole Shtad would get killed. So he has Rachmonis on that person, he's a Nachzor on the whole Shtad. Either be an Achzor on the Shtad, and there'll be a Rachman, either be a Nachz on this person and a Rachman on the Shtot. That means, a Keren means when two corners come together. So, as we mentioned before, that the Begodim are called the Midas of a person. So the Malach HaMove said an Achizah Bekarne de Glime. When the two corners come together, the two opposites come together, Achzorius and Rachmonis, in that Nekude, there was Episod Duchfal and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, this mice of the Yerushalmi. That's how Daniel Yo wants to say Pshat in our Gemara. Al Koponim, so he held them there. No, Rabbi Shuba Levi is not in the spoil. Omalei b'shvuasa deloy asina. I'm making a shvua, I'm not going out. I'm making a shvua. Oma akutsha barichu. So the Rabbi Nishlom said over, it's hangin mishtoicha, there's big things are happening over here. We're having, so the Rabbi Nishlom said, I itchela shvuasa, if Rabbi Shuba ben Levi, he ever made a shvua and he was shoyil on the shvua, shoyil. Neheda, then he should go back. I'll be matter the shvua. I mean, he made a shvua, but he was matter shvuas already. So then I'll be matter the shvua, and he should go out. Eloi, but if he never was shoyel on the shvua, loy neheda. Then
Then he made a shvuah, and by him a shvuah is a shvuah. There's no dreidlich to find a teirim. If he didn't look for dreidlich, a shvuah was a shvuah. A gavulch had mentioned two things. The Rabbi Chanan asks Akasha. He says it seems there was a gewaltige gadlus on Rabbi Shimon Levi. Never was shayl on a shvuah. I mean that's. So then, if he never was shown, never looked for a het, he never looked for a heter, some mele, we were, so he made a shvur, so we have to reckon with the shvur. So, fact, the Bachana, the Gemara says, Nedorim, Hanoider, Kilu, Bonabome. Bamekaimai, Kilu, Hikrabol of Kolben. So the Gemara, it would seem that it's an Avla Bachal to make a neder, and if you weren't shayl on the neder, it's a bigger Avla. I'm a kaimo kilo kikrabol of kolm. So what's the godless of Rabbi Shua ben Levi that if I kelt he made Jews and he wasn't matter. If I kelt, that's a navle. So Bachanan says that is speaking about nidre reshus. That's a navle. He says, but by nidre mitzvah, if I kelt, the Melech said, nishbati ba kayema lishba mishbatei tzikech, if I kelt, nidre mitzvah, if I kelt, is an inyan. Anoche Aleph. Anoche Beis, perhaps we can stel to the Zamir de Kasefer Hasidim. The Gemara Nedorim brings down this posik, Minayin shen nishboim lekaim es ha-mitzvah, shenema nishbati vakayema, nishba mishbatei tzidkecho. So, poshit, it would seem that there is an inyan to make shvuas lekaim es ha-mitzvah, because a person is fickle, he could wishy-washy, but if he made a shvuah, then he knows there's nothing what to talk about. It's finished. So, mamel nishboim l'kayim es ha-mitzvahs. If a person has problems, he makes a shvuah. This will solve the problems. So, the Sefer Hasidim says that was only bizman chazal, because by them there was a chaymer of a shvuah, that a person would die instead of not to be over a shvuah. A shvuah meant a shvuah was a moiridike statement that, either yemedame amitis hakadosh baruch hu to this, just like the Rabbi Shimon was emes, I'm gonna do this, so, if you say such a statement, or there's a tifere kavana a shvuah, but al koponim, so he says, bizman chazal a yid would die, and kiddush Hashem not to be a shvuah. So, Mel, this is what the Rabbi Shimon said. He said a shvuah, I'm not gonna go out. Finish, he said a shvuah, which is a mouthful. So the Rabbi Shalom said, if by him a shvuah was in his life was always a mouthful, there's no such thing as a heter, then he remains there. If not, we'll be matter the shvuah. No, so it seems he never was matter a shvuah. So he's there, finished. He made a shvuah. Omalei havli sakinoi. So now the Baal HaChamovs have another cheshbon over here. You're here, finished. About kaponim, my klizayin you're taking away. Lehavik ha-yoivlei. He didn't want to give him. Navke baskole va-omrolei havnelei. Vimitbile bir-yosa. You need it. The world needs it. I mean, the Baal HaChamovs, I mean, he was not given a vacation yet, so we need it. I mean, he needs his klizayin. So the Marshal says, Amir de Kizach. It means that, he wasn't interested in chaplaining with the Malach HaMovis. He was afraid if he'll give the Malach HaMovis the sakin, so the Malach HaMovis will kill him. That's what he was afraid of. So the Basco said, give him back the sakin because the Malach HaMovis needs it for the world. So he understood from the Basco that he won't be affected from the sakin. Him, they're not going to kill. He needs it. I mean, he doesn't want to chapel with the business of the Malach HaMovis. That's the one. He's not interested in competition with him, but to take away his klizayin. As long as he needs a libriyoso, so fine. So he gave it back to him. Machiz aliyo kamei panu mokim lebalivoi, panu mokim lebalivoi. You have to make place. It's a very interesting marsha. The Maharsha says, what's the pandamokim? That whoever was there, it's very interesting, the Maharsha. I mean, it's Kozman, the owner doesn't come, so it seems it's, people use it. I mean, the Shamas are there, use it. I mean, it's an enem zalechosa. But he's coming, is panomokim. Now, panomokim. That's what the Maharsha says. What's the kefal aloshin? So the Maharsha says, because Rabbi Shuben Levi had two chalokim. He says he had his own chalik. And then Chazal tell us that Neita Chelkai v'chalik chaberi began Eden. The Rishoyim, he takes their chalokim began Eden. That's another chalik he takes. That's if I'm not mistaken. The Beis Halevi says, what should he take the chalik of the Rosh? Because, I mean, he has a much more difficult avoida because of the Rosh. That means that the averis of the Rosh make it much more difficult. So that's my taich from the Baal Shem Tov. Toiv ma'at le tzadik ma'amoin rishoyim rabim. So the Baal Shem Tov said, Toiv ma'at le tzadik. The tzadik has very little toiv. Since he's mesuviv with so many rishoyim, they have such an adverse effect on him. So the tzaddik's al kaponim about it's an uphill fight, could say that. So here's the chalik of the rishoyim also. So panu mokim for each chalik. Daksmi the Ben Yoda says that, like this, the Gan Eden atachten is made for, is gufim there, but ruchni is the gufim. He was the first one that came in with a gashmi as dike goof. So you need a new mokim. This is a double pan of mokim. There's a goof here also that came in. That's zoiche to Gan Eden. So you need a double pan of mokim. Yeah. Fine. Also, no, so there's a place already. He's in. He's settled. Fine. Baruch Hashem. Ashkechei l'Rab Shimon ben Yechoi d'Avi Yossi v'al Tlas Eser Tachteki Pize. This is, he was sitting on 13, seats, kisois of gold. This is Al Kaponim. So he found Rab Shimon ben Yechoi. Om Alei Atu Balivoi. So he had your Balivoi. Omalehen, yeah. So yes, the niras or keshes biyamecha. When niras or keshes biyamecha, when you were on this world, there was their keshes. Omalehen, yeah, there was a keshes. So Shimon Yechai told him, "Imkein iato balivoy. You're not balivoy." Not the Bali void that the Leon Novi was said panomokim. Because, that Bali void, if he's a big tzaddik, he should have been making on the door that you don't need a keshes. The loihi, lehavoi midi. Elasovolei achzik tivusel nafshoi. So there's a big tumult over here. He said a lie. Alma dekshay to say a lie, that's a kunz. So others say that, anivis shalat to say a lie, so others bring a raya dach sechmem. That's from the first lamosh in the back wants to make a grais. He wants to say, Omalehi estem atu balivoi omalei hin. Iras the keshes biyamecha omalei not hin, in. Aleph yud nun. Now aleph yud nun could mean yes and it can mean no. It has two taichin. So he understood, he didn't say lois, he said in. So he understood in means yes. Im kein I ata bal livoi. So the Gemara says, v'loihi. No, he really meant loi. When he said in, he meant no. There was no keshes. The loi avoi midi. Because there's like no keshes. When he said in, That's what he said, a loshen that has too much moisens. That's what he said, the loshen in, that Rav Shimon Yechoi should understand that he really means there was a kashus, really, there wasn't a kashus. Let us see Rashi. Ki avishochiv, ki kshegiyas mani lipota, achvili duchtoi ilichani leganeiden, verani mekoimi. Shavo kofetz, itchela shvuosim nishba bishvu mi oilom, v'nishal oleo latira. He was shoyal on the shvua. Im kein lesad balivoy, einat roi lekruze, sheni shemeya, shakashis ein elois beris, shleyecha boilom, vim yesadi gomo bedoer, ein tzorechais. Laivoy midi leniri kashis biyomot. Rav Chanina bar Pope shushvine habe. Now it's very unclear the way Rashi learned, what Rashi means, we'll see in a minute. The Inyaki wants to say, Shushvine means he was the friend of Abishua ben Levi. That's he wants to say. Shushvine have reyoi, daimoloi, bechsides, v'yiras Hashem. He was another Abishua ben Levi. Ki avakonecha navshe, umrele le malach amovis zil ovid le ruse. Certainly, he says a contemporary of Rabbi Shuben Levi, so you're zeichet to such tschusim. Oza le gabe, voschazi le, omale, shovkin tlosin yoim adenehede tal, the Talmudoi. Give me another 30 days, wanna chaza over. The Omri Ashremi Shebole Kan Vitalmude Biode. So Mamela, I want a chaz over before I'm coming. If you're in a belt, I want it to be Biode. Give me another 30 days to chaz. Shovke. It's a legitimate request. The Bezen Shalmael says, Ovdele Reuse. No. Come back in 30 days. Agabucha once at a Merdeke Maise that there was, they said this over by the Hesped of the Chibina Rov, that there once was a Pesanasife of Gdele Yisrael, and they wanted the Chibina Rov should attend, and sent a Shliach that he should come to the Asife, and he was Mishtamet, he didn't come. So then Mira Shashiva Rab Chaim Shmulevitz, another Gdel Behilda, was very important for him to attend. They went to him to be Mavs, he should come and attend. So the Chabinarov said that it was Azman that he was very, very sick. He was on his deathbed, and at Mespalgren, the Rabbi Nishalom, give me a certain amount of years, they should be able to chazal over the Torah that I learned. He got gesund. So Mamele, he said, these years are mugdish for learning. I can't do anything. I'm not thinking sechendich shivas ha'inyan, but, al kaponim, we see there's such a psaninyan. Al kaponim, so he gave him 30 days. Ozel is chazile, he came back. Omale, achvili duchtoi. Show me where I'm going to be. Amalei lachai, fine, ashay yigan eidin also. Ama avli sakinech, dilme mevasis li beuche. Ama lei kechavrech, bois lemevli, you went through the same dreidel, I didn't take the second thing, you jump in, I learned my lesson already. Ama lei, I see sefer teure, binga sefer teure vechazi, Mi kemidi dechsiv bei delei kiyamtia. It's very unclear. So what happened over here? The Shita Mekabet says, it would seem to say that asking you a request, you have to do it. If you would find that this one thing in the Torah wasn't Mekayim, then I'm not entitled to this request. But it was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. So I should be entitled to this request. Omalei mi ichachis pebali rasen visakta b'teira. It was one thing he didn't do. He didn't do what Rabbi Shubha Levi did in this Inyan of Mesiras Nefesh. V'lohochi, so it seems, I don't know, close, maybe didn't give him the second, it's unclear. V'lohochi, but since he was able to say such a statement, that mi kemidi d'chsiv bei d'loiki amtiye ki noch nafshei, when he was nifter, Absiklei amude de nure ben didei la'alme. So there was an amude de nure, a pillar of fire that separated him from all the people. Ugmirid le'mapsik amude de nure elu l'chad bedore oy l'trein bedore. The Masha says, Heiro She'ein ha-doir roi lamed b'mechitzosai. That's an amud ha-denuri. That means the doir, you're moved all from him. You can't be aimed b'mechitzosai. That's a chad bedor, a train bedor. Korev legabi Rabbi Alexandri, Omar asay b'shvul kvoid chachomim, lo yashgech. It's not. You're not Chachamim Eim Chomeher. It was no dimyan to Rav Chanina Bar Pope. Asay bishvil kvoid avicho loyashgech. Asay bishvil kvoid atzmecho. So Rashi says bishvil kvoid atzmecho she yikrvo elech vispeducha vispasku boch. That means als. They couldn't do anything because they were einichem lamed b'mechitzosai. Hysteric. So the amud ha-denura disappeared. Omar Abaye lafuki miman deleikayim afilo oisachas. Let us see Rashi. Now Rashi says shus vinoi oi havoi. Narashi is no doiv. V'rogil etzlei malach hamovis. Maybe it was Oyev Vaitakadidin. Yaakov says, Abse malach hamovis was rogil. I don't know. Narashi says, rogil etzlei malach hamovis. Here it says there was a omru. I mean, that what the malach hamovis was so cooperative, because they said, min ha-shamayim, omru le malach hamovis, yilavad le-reyusei. I don't know, Chloe, what Rashi means. Michiches bebalei rasen vasakta beteurik davor ved ir shahoyim misakim benafshay lechabei desa teirem. That's kvoida teirem. That it's in order to bring about arbotzas teirem is muchen to be meisa nefesh. בשביל קוידעס מרשיק ואלך ויספדוך ויססקבוך. אמר אביי אל הפוקי ממן דלוי קיים. אמר זה בו לא הייצי מעול או מישלוי קיים אס כל התוירה כמו שקיים הוא. That means this Omud was whoever was not Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula like him, so he was, that's the purpose of this Omud, to show that they're not roi lamed b'mechitzosai. And filo ois achas, the fulfillment, say maybe ois achas means that filo one ois he wasn't mekayim ketikunai, ois shabbos, ois tefillin. There's different oises in the Torah. If it wasn't done b'shleimus, he was mufke from this, that's the purpose of this amud denura. Omalei rabada barmas lafuki mimar dloisle makel igre. And this is Mamash Yisrei Torah. So Rav Adba Masne told Abayim, you know, this Amud Denure would have been that you shouldn't be able to approach him because you didn't make a market. The Chassam Sefer wants to say, how does this come in? So the Chassam Sefer says that there were two anhogis. There was an anhogi, he says, the Gemara wants to be meramez this. He doesn't say pshat in the Sefer of the Gemara, but kaponim, he wants to say this is kolo in the Gemara. There were two anhogis. There was an anhogi of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. The Mamish, he was put himself on a sakone, as covered a Torah. Rav Chanina bar Pope was not on this madrege. He was also on a madrege. Shmartim yedlo nafshei seichem. There's such an anhoge. That means one should not be machdus himself in a sakone. So it's mekayim. Now it is bakant, I say over that Rav Chaim Brisker was very makel in Tainesim. They asked him why he's so makel. So he said he's not makel in Tainesim, he's machme pikoch nefoshes. So Rav Chanina bar Pope, he was mekayim, he was mahado, shmadas mitzvah, shmat milu nafshi seichem. So that's it, this and Hogi didn't do, but kolot terekuli did. No, such a person who's Makayim Kolatei Rekula, is Mahadar and Shmat Midl Nafshei Seichem, to come in Lebedeke Haitin Gan Eden, maybe he won't come in, he wasn't Zeche, that's for sure. But to Zeche Tamud Denure, such a Yid could be Zeche, right? It's Makayim Kolatei Rekula, without any Chesorim. So he said, but the Gemara says in Abol Yevimtoi, we had the Gemara before also that mentioned this Maise. There's a Maise in Seif Abol Yevimtoi that someone paskin, Zmachlekes Rebbe, and ancient Rebbe, the Rabbono Shem Gamliel, that if two times are a chazaka, three times are a chazaka, Rebbe holds one holds two times as a chazaka and one holds three times as a chazaka. Now, Rebbe holds two, him? So, Rebbe holds two and Rabbi Gamliel holds three, Gamliel holds three. And there was a maisa there was a bris, and they were matter to make a bris in Yom Kippur, and there was the two brothers had died. Nabaye had said that no, he tartar the chalalta, it's a chalal Shabbos, and Nados, and a sakone. He told them no, after two times, it's not a chazoke. So Abaye was Mekabalah, so two times it's not a chazoke, so he married Choyma, who her two husbands had died already, and he was the third husband. No, two times it's not a chazoke, she's not a katlone, so he married her. And he died. So the Chassam Sofer says he wanted to be meramis to him. He says, no. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, you weren't. Fine. So you were Rabbi Chanina bar Pope, that it was Nizr Shmart and Meidl Nafshi Sech. He said, but you didn't make a shmira for yourself. You didn't make a makalig a gechel. He saw some double by Secha. If you would have been Mahadar and Ushmart and Meidl, there's a machloikis. Is it a sakona? Not a sakona. So to be makal and to marry Chaim is, So you wouldn't, that's what he told them, you wouldn't be able to enter this mechitza either, because you didn't make a makel gagecha. That's what the Chassam Sofer wants to say. V'loi hi, the Gemara says no. Meve have, he had a makel, but he shy to the shod yezike. At that time, the wind threw it down. So but this is Maram is Vesach, but Chassam Sofer doesn't explain this. Omar Abchanina Mibnei Ma'in Bale Rasen Bebovel, why don't we find Bale Rasen Bebovel, Nesha Uichlen Tardin, Beats, Vishayis and Sheikha Shalhizmi, Amar Abirch Mimnei Mitzeroim Bebovel, Nesha Uichlen Tardin, Vishayis and Sheikha, V'roichzen b'mei pros. It seems these things are beneficial that that one should not become a Baal Rasa. What does Rashi say? Amar Rabbi Lafuki Mandel Lekaim Amot Zabaloitzim Al Mish Lekaim Es Kolatere Kemoi Shekaim Hu Shalizmi Shematilam Bay Kishay Shegodol Behizmi Odron Allah Hamader Es Ishtay. Zog the Mishnah Ha'isha Shenoflo Lo Nechosim Ad Shaloi Tisaris. Now, we're speaking about an Isha that Yarshin Nechosim before Eresen. And Rashi says, V'nisarsa, and then later she became an Arusa. Moidim be'shamayu be'silu shemecheres v'naisenes v'kaim. Two halachas. Number one, she's permitted to sell these nechosim. If she got them before Eresen, even though now she's an Arusa, and as the sugya will progress, we'll see there are dinim on an arusa. It's not so poshet that the karka, which is oimid, the baal is oimid to get schusim benesuin. So it's not so poshet. We'll see what can be done when she's an arusa. But if she yarshin these nechosim before the Eresen, and then they became Eresen, so Beshame Besil Amoide Shemecheres Veneisenes Vekayim. Novlu Lo Mishenis Arso. What is she became an Arusa, and now she Yarshened the Nechosim? Is now we have a Machlekes Tanoim. Beshame Oimrim Timker. She can sell them. She's permitted to sell them. Baita Mecheres. Beisil Oimrim Loisimker. She's not permitted to sell. Eilu ve'eilu moidim, but she mocha ve'nos nakayim. If she did sell it, there's a Iser of Loisimker, or maybe we'll see in the Gemara a little a different shot. But the Mecher is Chal. What does Rashi say? Beishame oimrim timke ba'oida arusa. Avo mishitinosei loim. But if she became a nesue, then she can't sell it. Kedetoni lekamon ad shelo niseis v'niseis. That's another parsha. If she became a nesue and she has a nechosim, now she can't sell it. So the Baal, we hear two halachas, that if she acquired these nechosim before Eresen, so then everyone says she can sell it. If she acquired it, even though she became an Arusa, she acquired it, b'shar she's an Arusa, then already there's a machlokes b'shami and b'shilo. I saw a bio, which is boiled from the sugya. And you would ask us if there's a difference when she acquired it, so we would, what's the difference when she acquired it? I mean, now she's in Arusa, if there's dinim by Arusa, it's a chilek if she got it before, she got it after. Now she's in Arusa, or later we'll see there's a machlekes, we'll see later there's a machlekes if she got it al tzarusa or she got it before and she became a nesue. It's also not so poshut what the din is. So the Ayelus HaShachar wants to say, he just wants to bring a pilpul and to make a dimyon that with a machlekes achoinim, we know a klal, mashe kona eved kona raboy. So the machlekes achoinim, what is the din? If a person purchases an eved knani, what's with the nechosim he had before? Does that also belong to him? Or doesn't it belong to him? So it would seem, if we say it doesn't belong to him, so Pshat is like this. The Kinyan, Avdos, they were speaking about a real Choshev Kinyan, which is a Kinyan Aguf, brings with it that whatever you'll acquire belongs to me. That's the Dimashikon Ebet Konarabe. And the Kinyan Ishus, whatever that is, also has such a koyach, that whatever you'll acquire belongs to me, but if she acquired it before already, it's not so poshut. He has schusim in what she acquired before. So that is why we have over here, we just see already that if she acquired it before the Eiris, so then there's no Shiloh whatsoever. So even though she became an Arusa, there's no dinim whatsoever on these nechosim. If she acquired it when she is an Arus, then we have a machloikis beishami and beisilo. Beisilo holds leisimke, bimocho, benos nekai. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, now Rabbi Yehuda relates, Omru chachomim lifnei Rabbi Gamliel. Hoyel vizoche beishe laiske benachosim. Now, let us see Rashi. Oyel v'zoche be'ishe. Now the Chachomim approach Rabbi Gamliel. This halacha, you just said halacha, that if she acquired it when she became an Arusa, so Beishamai said she's allowed to sell. Beisilul says, mechokayim. So the Chachomim approach Rabbi Gamliel, Hoyel v'zoche be'ishe, shehi arusosoi, la'yiske b'nechosim. So he shouldn't be zeichen the nechosim. Bigmorim meforish ahay minay kaime. Alechatchila de beishamai oya deyeved de beisilu. Who were they asking on? That means that we just learned halacha that if she acquired it when she was an arusa, so beishamai says, lechatchila you're allowed to sell. Beisilu says, al kaponim b'deyeved mecha mecha. So they asked, we'll see in the Gemara who they asked. The Gemara Meister says they asked on Beisilch. They asked that why should it be Mecha Mecha? Since he was Zeiche in her, he should be Zeiche in the Nechosim. And it should be Ein Mecha Mecha. That's what it should be. Amalahem. So he answered them a very interesting terence. Al hachadoshim onu boishim. We're really ashamed on the aloche that it says that when, if she acquired it after the nesuyim, that it says that everyone says, ein mecha mecha. We're very embarrassed about this aloche. Al hachadoshim onu boishim. El shaatim, that the new nechosim that are acquired after the Nisuyim, we are embarrassed. Why is it that Ein Mekcha Mekech? Elo Sha'ata Megalgam Aleinu Es Hayishonim. We're embarrassed on this halacha that we said that Ein Mekcha Mekech by after Nisuyim. So, Alachadosh, Ravush Nisis on the Boishim, Aroh Chachomim Leime Imocha Venosno, Habar moitim yad alakuches, kistan lakamo b'mas nisen. So now you want, and by Erisen, it should also be like that. Now, there's a tremendous problem to understand what Rabbi Gamliel, what's there to be ashamed about. Now, we'll see later in the Gemara, that what we're speaking about, that the Mekech is not Chal, the Baal is Moitzim Yad Lekuches, we're speaking about the Peiris. That means that by Nisun, let's talk about what Ram Gamliel was ashamed of. That she became a Nisuah, she Yarshin the Karke, the Baal is a Schus Achilles Peiris, Netzlich Semeluk, he has a Schus Achilles Peiris, and she went and sold the Peiris, And the din is that he can go to the Kuchas and Rabboisai, she sold you the Williamsburg Bridge. These are my peiris. She sold you my peiris. And therefore, he has a right to keep the peiris. And on this anhoge, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, it's very embarrassing why we said such a thing. So, why is it embarrassing? I mean, that's mathematics. You can't sell someone else's thing. That's a big problem. Dachsachmir, the Haflo, wants to answer on this kasha. I think this is Pshat and Haflo. The Haflo wants to answer. We have to know when Chazal were Mesakin, this Chus Achilas Peres, how does it work? Did they give him Take? A karkel of peiris, he has tak a bailis, and that's, look, abi peiris, it's his karke, so he has tak a bailis in the karke. So it's his peiris that are growing take, it's karkel of peiris. Or, they gave him a schus achilas peiris, it's her karke, it's her peiris. But when the peiris come out, you can have it. That's how we could learn. And it seems, Tachsach Mefom Daflo, it would have been ganz fine to say that, the second way, that, it's her peiris, it's her karke, and, they didn't give you a bailus in her karke. But when the peiris come out, you're allowed to take them. So then, it's very embarrassing. So she sold it. I mean, if it's her peiris, if the karkel of peiris is not his, so why can't she sell it, Take? That means it's hers, and he, minadi dokozochi, but she sold it. So pshat is they gave him a karkel of peiris, and Take gave it to him. So why did they give it to him? So that's embarrassing. That's what Rabbi Gamliel is saying. Rabbi Gamliel is saying they gave him a koyach that she can't sell. How did they do it? They gave him a karkel of peiris, and it seems mitzad the etzem schus tiknu the pekuna tachas peiris als the etzem schus. It wouldn't have been necessary to give him a karkel of peiris. No, they gave him a karkel of peiris. So there is a karkel of peiris. Mashteitzach, she can't sell it. But he goofy kasha. Why did they do this? But they did it, so fine. So all of Yishayim, all of Mizbayishim, but they should do this already by Erison. I think this is how the Haflo learned. Nayelas HaShachar, I saw, seems he didn't learn like this, so he got stuck. So what's the mizbaishim? Dava poshet, he has karkel peiris, and thus that was the takonis. So what's the mizbaishim? He wants to be mitzaded that the takonis was that he has a karkel peiris. Kozman, it's her karkel. Then he has a karkel of peiris in her karkel. That was the takone. When she sells the karkel, so then he should, or that alpi cheshben, alpi lomdis, he should lose his chus karkel of peiris. And that should be take. And there was a special takone that ain't mekro mekach. That means even though it's taka like that, but they made a takon that the mekach, even though I'll be gidrei choishemish, but now we shouldn't have his kalkala peiris, but the mekach is not a mekach, legabi the peiris, al kapon. So the bezundere takone, so that was the misbaishin. That's how I think the Yelis HaShacha wants to learn pshat. Baita. Navlo lo mishani says, what is if she yarshin the karke after the nisuin? Eilu veilu moidim, sai be shamesh, sai be sila moidim, shimocha, venosno, shabal moitim yada lakuchas. There already everyone is moidim, he's moitim yada lakuchas. Ad sheloi niseis veniseis. A new case. That she yarshined it when she was an arusa, and now she became a nesua. Tam gamliel loimer, imocha, venosno, kai. Some Gamliel says, Imocha v'nos nakai. So, let's just be medai from the Loshen. Not mecheres v'nei sene, she's not allowed to, but Imocha v'nos nakai. But al kaponim, b'dieved, temekech ischal. Omer Abchanine ben Akavya, Omer Lefonov, Tam Gamliel, Hail v'zocha b'ishe, loizocha ben achosim. So, he's zeichel in the ishe, b'nesuin already, so now she be zeichel in the chosim. Amalem alachadoshim onu boishim, l'sha'atem megalglim oleinu hayishonim. Abshimin choylik bein the chosim l'nechosim. Abshimin differentiates which type of nechosim. Nechosim hayiduim labal leisimka. If he knows about it, loisimka v'imocha v'nosno bottle. She'enim yidum l'baal loisimka v'imocha v'nosno kaim. This will let us see Rashi. Ad sheloi niseis, kegay mishanisar so'i koydim l'chein, v'achar kach niseis. What is the din then? She acquired it before, but now it's after the nesuin. Am geachigas in Ramli loime imocha benos nakaim hoyl bezocha beisha shenoso sara yestem yuzeichem veisha alachadoshim shenafula mishiniseis ono mizbaishim ayidum labal begmore meforish. So we have to see the Gemara before we can start learning Taisus. Maish no reishe de loy pligi u maish no seife de pligi. So what does Rashi say? Maishna reisha de loy pligi. The reisha is if she yarshin de chosim before erisin, so then everyone is moide shemecheres v'neisenes v'kayim. If she yarshin de chosim after the erisin, then we have a machlokes b'shami b'silu. And Beishamay holds Leisimke. So the Gemara, as well, Rashi says, Areini Sarso. She's in Arusa. Umishum de Noflu lo Koidem Lochein. But since she yarshened it before, Hura Koichoi. How do we understand this? That it's Hura Koichoi since she yarshened it before she became an Arusa. Omar Devei Rabbi Yanai, Reisha Bischuso Noflu, Seifo Bischusoi Noflu. So what does Rashi say? Bischuso Noflu, Adain Loihoye Zakoi Bishalo. If she yarshened it before she became an Arusa, he didn't have a schus bishelo on what she possesses. Veloibo didn't have a schus in her. Elo hi atzmo. She, lechayra, was a bailam on herself. And she was a bailam on the nechosim. So memele, and perhaps we can say, as we said before, that in Eresin, Bishas Eresin, you only acquires her and what she will acquire, but what she had before, he has no shlita over that. So Memele, so that's why they're the Moide. But after Eresin, Bishusoi Kvazoche Bo Ubenichsel. But already, if there was Eresin, so then he is Eich in her, and he is Eich in the Nechosim. So memele, so that is why, that's why there's a machlokes already. Frag the Gemara, im beschusoy naflu, if you tell me after Eresen, the way you're putting it, kazoche bo obenes binachsel, he gets a schus in the nachosim, I mean, you put it so bluntly that Eresen is b'schusoi, so why does Beis Hillel hold mocha v'nosna kaim? What is different Eresen than the Sui? Elo reisho vadai b'schuso noflo. Seife eimer b'schuso, eimer b'schusoi. Is lachatchila loisimker imocho venosno kain. Zogt Rashi, eimer bischusoi. So sofik, de eresen oise sofik nisuin. What's that sofik nisuin? Shema tovi lidei nisuin. Shema loi tovoi. Eresen is a chalois that there's a potential that it will bring to Nisuin, Shema Loi Tovi. Same Meile, Lechatchila Loi Simker, Imocho Venosno Kaim. Perhaps we can explain this Gemara, it's a very difficult Gemara. There's a Rashi later that says, Pshatn Leitimker. Leitimker does not mean that she's not allowed to sell. Leitimker means, Imbo lekeich lebezn limolech amrina le leitizbein. The bezn tells the lekeich, Imbo limlech. That means if the lekeach comes to Besden and he relates to Besden, this woman wants, but she's, that's what we're talking about, Eresen, so leitimka, we will prevent her from, there's no iser on her, but we, if the lekeach asks us what to do, we'll tell him don't buy it. And the Chassam Sefer says that b'chayre the cheshben is, you have to understand one thing, which is very, very problematic, that Emerson, by Eresen, he doesn't have a schus achilles peiris. The schus achilles peiris he gets by Nesuim. But the Chassam Sefer says he's a bechina of oni mahapach b'charore. That means he made Eresen with her. She has a karke, there's peiris there. So, I mean, he has something what to look forward for by the Nisuin. That means, he won't have to go anymore to the fruit store. She has an orchard, some amelas, that's what he's looking forward to this. Now a person comes in and, she's going to sell it to him. So Bezen tells him, don't buy it. It's not Yosha. That's the Leitimke. That's number one. Number two, so with this perhaps we can understand what the suffix is. There's a suffix, Eresen Oise suffix Nisuin, Shema Tovi Lidei Nisuin, Shema Loi Tovi. That means like this, so it could be in the Oni Mahapach Bacharore, it's also not so poshut. I mean, this is a matzev, is mahapach b'charore. That means, it depends if there'll be nisuin. Maybe there'll be nisuin, maybe there won't be nisuin. So mamela, so when it comes to Issa, we tell them don't buy. That means this is not a proper thing for you to mishle harain and purchase the peiris. But the imocha v'nos nakayim abaleidach gise, that he should have a schus, that at the present time he should have a schus that she can sell it. So one of the two, that he should now have a schus, let's say, if we'll learn like the haflo, that the reason l'fi emes he can't sell it, because they gave him a schus karkala peiris. So afilu the schus karkala peiris he gets by nesuin, so l'cher it could be the shaila is, so we gave him now already the schus karkala peiris on after the nesuin. So you can't sell it. So you can't tell, there'd be such a svara. There would be such a svara. If I can't hear it, say, now this chuskaka lepeiris, imocha v'nosno eine kayemis l'chayre could mean after the nesuin. The mechira now will not help after the nesuin, because he has already that schus. Or maybe he only gets the schus when the nesuin comes about. So al kaponim, it's a psa-sofik. So the din is, when it comes to the Yiradei de kedin leisimker, we tell the leker, don't mishach nishtarain and don't do a pu'ule that could be mapsed does. Imocha v'nos nakayim, but if it was done, we do not say that the schus that he could have is already functioning. Bin Igeya that to be mabatal the Mekah.